banks have been paying little more than lip service to struggling families throughout the northwest of the country when it comes to offering them real options other than repossessions. Just two people in the entirety of the northwest, that includes counties Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, among others, only two have had a mortgage to rent. It's one in County Cavan and one in County Leitrim, none in Donegal or Sligo. What we've consistently tried to do since 2011, when I brought forward the Family Home Bill to try and prohibit the possession of family homes, is come up with solutions that would help families. The government put it several times, measures that they were introducing, such as this mortgage to rent scheme, such as split mortgages and others. But the figures speak for themselves. The reality is we have record numbers of orders for repossession for the courts, and you can see those people who have been afforded real and workable solutions, such as the mortgage rent scheme, split mortgages and others, are extremely few. And in the context of that example, only two in the entirety of the northwest, none in Donegal and none in Sligo.
The Finance Minister has had discussions with Patrick Honohan, the Governor of the Central Bank, but seems very much reluctant to look at legislation, reluctant to issue instructions to the banks, something of a laissez-faire attitude, it's been claimed. You believe that the government should be more proactive in this?
The people have come last in this crisis. That's what's crystal clear from 2011. We've seen the mistakes of the previous government, and they have been acknowledged and paid for dearly in terms of seats in the 2011 election. And now we've seen this government coming in with much promises, and what they have done is ensured that the people come last. As it was put in Leinster House over the last couple of years, when it came to the mortgage arrears crisis, the government put the foxes in charge of the hen house. And obviously, the foxes tend to look after themselves, and so the banks have in this instance too. Peoples and struggling families have come last. And I think when we see government ministers and Taoiseach going around Europe accepting the accolades that belong to the Irish people in terms of the suffering of the last number of years, it's galling to the extreme that the banks haven't even afforded families the basic protections that I believe, and I'm sure you believe, that they're entitled to given the sacrifices that have been made in recent years.